Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting when I'm putting my money on it. Sometimes I just have a good feeling about a matchup, and sometimes I just want to bet on my team because they're my team. If you're that guy who likes to bet, win a lot, try parlay at mybookie.ag. They got plenty of props you can bet on. Plenty of sports. We got hockey. Hockey's in session. We got the MLB playoffs still. Lots of football. NBA hoops are starting up. Plenty of things to do. So go to mybookie.ag. Enter the promo code CHAIR. Get your first deposit bonus. $100, $100 back. Check out, you guys. MyBookie. You bet, you win, you get paid. All right, guys, welcome in. Wyatt Harris here. Excuse me, I was just getting my coffee. With another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Happy Friday, you guys. I recorded a podcast yesterday, but after reviewing it, I did some... I kind of had some brain farts in it, and I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't throw this one out there. Today's Friday. Pitt takes on the Qs at the Dome. Always a fun time. It's Pitt, once again, with its rivalry in Syracuse. Such a fierce competitive rivalry. Lots of hatred. I mean, oh, I just hate Syracuse. God, I can't stand the orange. The orange just suck. I mean, do we have a chant for the orange? Like, go home, orange man, or, you know, squeeze the orange. I don't know. People call that a rivalry, but really, it's not really a rivalry. We're just two teams that just happen to play each other for a long time. So it's written on a rivalry. It's just one of those things where we play each other for so long that, you know, the hatred really isn't there. Most, you know, it's not really there in football. Basketball, a little bit, but we used to drive Bayham's teams crazy. You know, during the Jamie Dixon era, somehow we always figured out the zone and we would exploit it. Now, it all solved itself when, you know, Jamie Dixon took a job at TCU and we employed our team, and now Syracuse beats us now. But, yeah, you'll have that. You know, it's part of life. You know, I'm not sure what happens to Syracuse and Bayham leagues, but we'll see. And then not too long after this, we got homecoming. You get the ham going, get the rum going. In the words of Dave Wonstadt. You know, he pretty much narrowed out the whole thing down. Yeah, and if you're if you're a casual listener, and if you are if you follow Twitter, Pitt Twitter is having their homecoming tailgate. Follow the Willard Ears. He's at the Willard Ears. He'll have all the information, you know, pretty much of where they're going to be, and I'm sure you'll hear him talk about it. And if anything, if you see him on Twitter, if you can't find where the hell they're at, just add him and he'll probably tell you. Or one of them will. But yeah, if you're looking for a place to party, you know, or just, you know, looking for some Pitt fans to hang out with, go check out the Hellgate. You know, you may, you know, meet some cool people. Maybe meet a significant other if you're, you know, if you're a single guy or girl. Who knows? I mean, a Hellgate kid would be awesome. I mean, you know, if kids that, you know, resulted from the Hellgate, that'd be awesome. Because then as they get older, you can bring them to the Hellgate. But yeah, check out Willard. He'll be there, and because Pitt's pretty much, you know, going to Pitt's pretty much like going to New Orleans for him. I mean, Atwood is like Bourbon Street to him. So you'll see him in jeans. I'm sure I'll post a few photos of where, you know, what he's doing there. I mean, how much beer he's drank, how many shots he's done, or what kind of specials they got at jeans. Yeah, I mean, if there's one thing I miss about Pittsburgh, is the neighborhood bars, because we got bars here in Houston, but they don't have that whole on-campus bar type of thing. Yeah, that whole, you know, not so much on-campus, like in-neighborhood type bar. It's kind of like going to Heinz, you know, to go to a bar. It just doesn't have that feel. It just doesn't seem like it's neighborhoodly. Like, if I go to a neighborhood bar, I walk in, it's got to smell like cigarette smoke. The only thing to eat at the neighborhood bar is going to be potato chips, probably some pretzels, maybe some beef jerky and Slim Jims and some peanuts. And then you're going to have at least 2 poker machines and possibly a pinball machine. And those bathrooms, they smell like you just straight urinal puck. I mean, they just smell like, you know, you walk in, it's that big urinal puck smell to it. And maybe the guys are watching television and maybe there's some music playing. But yeah, that's the type of neighborhood bar type of thing. And of course, drafts are maybe $1.50. Bottles, maybe $1.50 as well. And I'm talking more, you know, the regular domestic stuff. You know, the macro brews, not the micro. Not the micro stuff. I'm sure they'll have them there, and I'm sure you'll order a micro brew, and I'm sure you'll get some dirty looks or some weird looks from the old time patrons. What they put in that beer? They put hints of blueberry and hints of cinnamon. I've got my Iron City. That's all I need. Does the same thing as that microbrew does, kid. Get you drunk. But I'm paying $1.50. You're paying $5-$6 a glass for that. Something like that, I don't know. Either that or they'll just be, you know, a lot of times the patrons, old timers. A lot of times they'll just be smoking cigarettes and drinking their beer, talking sports or some sort of politics or whatever, what Sammy down the street's been doing. Oh, you know, I haven't seen Sammy in a neighborhood lately. Yeah, you know, he used to walk around and, you know, he would, you know, walk his dog and he would motherfuck people, especially the cars down the street. He would motherfuck them. Last time I saw him, he gave a finger to some lady. Yeah. I think he was in the hospital too. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. I never saw his obituary. Basically, when you go to these type of bars, that's pretty much the conversation you're going to get. And you may get the one weirdo who comes in talking just about random shit. Like, there's this video of, there's this one part of the Mon Valley. It's actually the BP on Buttermilk Hollow Road in West Mifflin. That area and up around it, there's a gas station on top of the hill by what used to be like Airways Tavern, which is where everybody wanted to go and run that neighborhood. It was a very popular bar. They closed, and when they reopened, the rumors of them reopening, people got excited, and I think they burned it down. But you'll get some type of characters that come in. They'll just talk about random weirdo shit. And you'll just... a lot of times you'll find yourself hanging out at these places because you love the conversation. Other times you just... You want to get the hell out because you're weirded out. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure one day we can get that on-campus team filled back in Oakland again. I'm not going to stir any pots, but... Hines is here and it's our home. I'm sure we can get a on-campus stadium if somebody hits the lottery. You know, for $1 billion and drop some money into it. Then we'll get the on-campus stadium and then, you know, the developers can come in and gentrify Oakland. You know, they'll come in, they'll put some Cheesecake Factories in, some TGI Fridays. And, you know, they'll put them some up high rises that you'll never be able to afford. They'll just put them in. They'll put some big fancy apartments. You'll never be able to afford them. Nobody will. They'll just put them in. Somebody will afford them. Yeah, maybe this whole on-campus stadium thing is a really good idea. I mean, I'm sure it's great in theory, but then you got to worry about what happens to Oakland after that. Does South Oakland get raised? They have a bunch of expensive housing come in. Then you get tuition costs maybe go up, because then all the fancy stuff being put in, all the cool college kids and their rich parents are gonna want to go to this school. Dad, you should see these new apartments they got in Oakland around Pitt. They're so nice. And plus, they have a whole bunch of coffee bars now. And they got this whole, they got these pokey eateries. And they got these all, new fancy eateries where it's all a bunch of home-cooked food. And every plate costs $20. Yeah, Dad, this burger, they got this new place in Oakland. It's grass-fed beef. They just murdered a cow 2 hours ago. Took it through the taxidermy. And the meat's fresh. And the burger... And it comes on a brioche bun with all kind of homegrown ingredients. Stuff made locally. And the fries. The potatoes were just grown and we just cut them. And yeah, Dad... The whole plate costs $3. Yeah, maybe we should not do this whole Oakland, this whole on-campus thing. Now thinking about all this, it's a bad idea. Let's keep all the bullshit on the north side. Oh, I'm sorry, North Shore now. It's North Shore, not North Side. Yeah, let's keep it, like, over there. Yeah, because what happens if we redevelop Oakland? We gentrify it. Does it stay Oakland? Does South Oakland get its name still? No, it's gonna be some sort of geographic part of Oakland, but it's not going to be South anymore. They're going to rename it something. It's going to be, like, New Oakland. Yes, we're staying at the New Oakland. That's where our residence is. It's in New Oakland. I mean, can you imagine them saying it to like a South Oakland person or an alumni who lived in South Oakland? Yeah, that conversation would not end very well. Yeah, they'll rename it New Oakland is what happens. They'll redo South and North, make it New Oakland. Maybe Panther Hollow becomes Lost Oakland, you know. And maybe with Lost Oakland, you get the Miami Subs and all the other places they closed. Yeah, let's stay away from all this and just forget ever happened. All right, we got Pitt Syracuse coming up. It's tonight. Syracuse has been in a whirlwind of a season. They were hyped up to challenge Clemson this year and. Rightfully so. They had a really good high-powered offense, but they've had some problems with their offense, and of course their defense has been good. They got a humbling in week 3 against Maryland, where Maryland just beat the crap out of them. And they really haven't been the same since. They their pass defense is horrible, which bodes well for Pitt. And they can't protect the quarterback, which bodes well for Pitt. So already Pitt has two good things ahead of them. Because Syracuse can't protect their QB, Tommy DeVito. He's not having a bad season. It's just that, they can't protect them. He got sacked 8 times in his last game. And he lost that game 16-10. So, what do I expect from Pitt in this game? Well, for one thing, Pitt's a 3.5-point favorite, which is a pretty fair line because last year Pitt beat him in overtime. You know, these games are kind of close between Pitt and Syracuse at times, and you never know what's going to happen. You know, sometimes, you know, we may have a basketball score sometimes. What I'm expecting for Pitt, though, is I expect them to throw the spread the ball around because Syracuse can't stop the pass. We got Valik Carter. We got Taysir Mack, Maurice French, Aaron Matthews, Todd Sibley, a whole bunch of guys we can spread the ball to. I don't expect us to run against Syracuse as much, although I could be wrong. Syracuse's defensive line isn't bad. It's just their secondary sucks. So I expect them, Syracuse, to blow up the run, which won't be hard to do against us because our run offense isn't great. Run blocking isn't great. I'm sure they'll try to get pressure on Kenny, but I expect Kenny to get the ball out quick and spread the ball out. On defense, Pitt's going to get the Tommy DeVito, and it's not going to be a good day for him. So I think Pitt covers the 3.5. They'll win by at least a touchdown. Even if they come out flat after bye weeks, which is what happens with Pitt sometimes. But, I expect them to... I expect them to come out, do their thing, and take care of business because they're in the race for the Coastal now. Virginia dropped one, and they got... And the road for Virginia doesn't get any easier this weekend, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. So, as we go around the ACC for this weekend, Clemson got Louisville. Clemson's a 24-point favorite in this one. Louisville's offense has been pretty well. Defense has been bad, so whatever the over in this game is, I would take it. NC State and Boston College. Both teams had a lot of potential this year, and they've lost their ways. I like BC at home in this one. North Carolina, Virginia Tech. Tech got themselves back in the, not in the hump, but back in the groove. They won their last two. To be honest with you, they're playing North Carolina. I don't know, it's kind of weird with North Carolina. It's Jekyll and Hyde. I'm gonna go Virginia Tech with the upset. I think they will upset North Carolina. Duke of Virginia, this is the big ACC game at 2:30. 3:30 Eastern Time. Both teams in the hunt for the Coastal. Virginia played pretty well last week against Miami, but Miami sucks. Bryce Perkins had a hell of a game, but they just couldn't get in the end zone. Duke, on the other hand, found themselves down early against Pitt pretty big. They came back, but then they blew the game late. I like Duke in this one, though. I think they'll take care of Virginia. Florida State and Wake. Wake lost the heartbreaker last week against Louisville. The Florida State sucks, so I'm going to go with Wake in that one as well. Now look at the rest of the top 25. Well, tonight we got Ohio State Northwestern. Ohio State's a 28-point favorite. Or 20.5 now. It was 27.5 now, as I'm looking here. I think Northwestern will cover the 27.5. But Ohio State will win this one easily. Oklahoma, West Virginia. This game is in Norman. West Virginia has no chance. They're screwed. LSU, Mississippi State. Joe Moorhead against Ed Orgeron. I'm going to go with LSU. Mississippi State's just not finding their way this year, and it happens. Look at the rest of these games. Oklahoma State and Baylor. Baylor's at on the road. And they're a dog. They're a 4-point dog. I like Baylor, though. Baylor's playing really well. Herm Edwards against Utah. Arizona State versus Utah. Herm's not doing too bad at Arizona State, given all the stuff that happened in the beginning. He seems to be doing well, but they're playing against Utah, and Utah is tough. And I think Utah will, they'll beat them. So, like Utah on that one. And, of course, the game of the night, Michigan at Penn State. Penn State's a 9-point favorite right now. They open at 7. I believe. Or maybe it's more than that, I don't know. But Penn State will win this one, they'll cover. You know, it's Michigan just isn't good. Although Penn State, had a rough time against Iowa, but Iowa has a really good defense. Michigan State really just doesn't have anything. So, I'm going with Penn State in that one. So, that pretty much rounds out, Pitt-Syracuse, ACC, in the top 25. Pitt-Syracuse pretty much self-explanatory. There's your rundown of it. But if you're making bets, go to mybookie.ag. Use the promo code CHAIR. Check out some of the stuff they got on there. They have a lot of great selection of sports to bet on. A lot of ways to make money. Our network actually is getting another sponsor. I'm not sure if we're getting anything from Blue Chew back, which sucks because we do miss the boner pills. Or at least trying to sell them to you guys. But, it's part of life. But we got some other exciting, things on the horizon. Eventually I'll share them, but not right now. Anyways, guys, it's Friday. Enjoy the game tonight. And by the way, for a lot of you who are out of town just like me, the Penguins game and the Stars game is going to be on tonight on ESPN Plus. So if you got ESPN Plus, it's five bucks a month. You get access to NHL games, all kind of other games that you may not be able to get on television. They got the UFC stuff, a whole bunch of it. They got the 30 for 30s and a whole bunch of there's a lot of content they got for $5 a month. It's really good. I'm excited because I'm going to stream the Pens and the Pitt game tonight. I've been watching a lot more hockey now. I mean, if you love hockey and you're in a non-hockey city and you can't really get many NHL games, seriously, check it out because they don't just got Penguins. I mean, they'll have several games on the night that they'll broadcast. So if you don't get the Pens, you're going to get other hockey teams. So check it out. I mean, it's really good. I mean, it doesn't have that ESPN Hockey Night feel that we used to have as growing up. I mean, yeah, that's one thing that people of my, you know, people of this generation won't understand. They won't understand the how great NHL Hockey Night was on ESPN. How really good Baseball Tonight was. I used to watch Baseball Tonight religiously in the 90s growing up. I loved it. And also Oakland in the 90s. I mean, Oakland's still nice, but, you know, as a kid growing up in the early to mid-90s, you know, Oakland was the place to be. So was Southside as well. I mean, well, Southside still is. But even if you didn't drink, there was stuff free to do, stuff, places you can go. I mean, when I was at Alder Ice, sometimes we would leave Pitt, we'd leave Alder Ice and go drive to Oakland. Oh, well, guys, enough babbling about that. Hell to Pitt, let's beat the Q's.